And there are days when I am in proactive, kill things and bring it home mode. And there are days when I am distracted by every bird that flies by the window. And about a month ago, I found out that there is a timer app on my computer. So if you have an Apple, I have an iMac or something. And if you just hit command spacebar and type in timer or clock or something, there's a timer app, just like your phone has the timer, your computer does. So I have started throughout the day. I have my to-do list written down on a piece of paper, but I'll take the Notepad app and the timer app and put it on the right third of my screen and make the timer really big, set it for 25 minutes, and just write in the Notepad app next up and then put one task. And all I do is focus on the one thing, and it's right in front of me. And I don't cover it up with a tab or anything like that. So as I'm working on the one thing, I'm like, next up, next up, next up, next thing. As soon as that's done, I cross it out or delete it and put the next one up there. And that has been a gigantic improvement to my workflow. So imagine you have a screen, the left two-thirds of it. I have a big monitor, so the left two-thirds is the browser or whatever I'm working in. And the right third is the timer app kind of drugged to make it as big as it could with a 25-minute timer counting down to zero. And right below that is the sticky note app that says next up. Right now it says record for podcast. So I'm on podcast number two that I'm recording. So, and the timer's counting down. Actually, I forgot to press start. So I'm going to press start now. So it's counting down. And I got, this is my second of four. So I'm going to hit stop on this, upload it, and then go grab my next one to do. And it just keeps me focused. Make sure that I know my next thing and it's right in front of me. This has worked really well. You might try it out. You might use your Pomodoro on your phone or your timer on your phone if you're working on a laptop somewhere else or something. But that's worked really well for my desktop app and it's definitely increased productivity.
Most coaches and consultants who have a resource that they give away online aren't leveraging their thank you page, also referred to as a confirmation page, the way they should. Your thank you page is actually an opportunity to generate additional traffic to your website if you do the right things to make it go viral. This month only, I'm giving away my viral thank you page playbook, which includes everything you need to make your thank you page become a viral traffic source to your website, resulting in a lot more leads for you. You can grab it for free this month only at growthtools.com/free. Again, that's growthtools.com/free.